This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Thiruvananthapuram from today. During her visit, the President will attend the Navy Day 2025 celebrations and witness the operational demonstration by the Indian Navy. India has rejected a statement made by Pakistan claiming denial of airspace, calling it yet another attempt to spread anti-India misinformation. Responding to media queries on overflight clearance, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, the request for overflight clearance for a Pakistani aircraft transporting humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka was received by the High Commission of India in Islamabad at approximately 1300 hours on Monday. He said that given the urgency of the humanitarian mission, the government assessed the request promptly and granted overflight permission and approved the proposed itinerary at 17:30 hours on the same day. Mr. Jaiswal reaffirmed India's commitment to supporting the people of Sri Lanka during these difficult times through all available means. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, yesterday said that the aggressive posturing and immediate action and deployment of the carrier battle group during Operation Sindoor forced Pakistan Navy to remain close to their ports and the Makran coast. In his annual press conference, Mr. Tripathi asserted that Operation Sindoor is still in progress and it reaffirmed India's commitment, readiness and its deterrence potential. Union Ministry Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reaffirmed that the 5th of this month remains the final date for uploading work property details on the Umeed portal. In a social media post, he noted that the Supreme Court has refused the plea to extend the deadline. Mr. Rijiju acknowledged that he has received several requests from the Waqf boards and other stakeholders seeking an extension. He clarified that for any grievance or issue related to Waqf properties, the Umeed Act provides a clear remedial mechanism, allowing stakeholders to approach the Waqf tribunal as prescribed by law. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian president will be on a two-day state visit to India from tomorrow to take part in the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. According to an official in External Affairs Ministry, agreements will be signed in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. The focus during the visit will be on the ever-growing trade and economic ties between the two nations. Cooperation in defense, energy and space have been very significant between India and Russia. Meanwhile, addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia Dmitry Peskov said, S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian president's visit. The Kremlin spokesperson stated that they are jointly looking for possibilities to increase imports from India to Russia.
We have managed to ensure the growth of our trade volume for more than $63 billion. It's overall trade volume. It's quite significant, but the potential is much more higher. And we do hope that before 2030, we'll be able to reach a horizon of $100 billion.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab and central Maharashtra for the next 2 days. The weather agency has informed that Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to receive heavy rainfall today. IMD has directed a total suspension of fishing operations over southwest and adjoining west central Bay of Bengal and along and off the coast Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, south coast of Andhra Pradesh and North Sri Lanka coast till today morning. India beat Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals in the FIH Men's Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium yesterday. Goals from Nanmeet Arshdeep Singh and Shardanand Tiwari secured victory for India in the final group stage encounter. India finished on top of Pool B with 9 points in 3 games. Shardanand was awarded the player of the match. The Indian team led by Rohit will now take on Belgium in the quarterfinals on Friday. India have won the Junior Hockey World Cup twice, with their last triumph coming back in 2016 when the tournament was held at home in Lucknow. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.